Brittany and Jono.
Podcasting now.
Courtney, yesterday I gave one of your friends a call.
Who? Why?
To apologise for something which you did while you were overseas.
Jono, what did you do?
I know I might not have had direct permission to
you
do this.
You didn't have any...
But I think it was for the best. So I did call your friend yesterday to apologise. It had to be done for something that you did overseas. Next, find out how it went.
No.
Your English friend. Corto, just a couple of days ago, you told me a little story about how you left a jacket, or you lost a jacket in England that you borrowed from a friend. I'll just recap the story for you here.
Last night I put up all my Europe photos, all up on Facebook. Oh, having a great old time. Anyway, in all of my photos, I'm wearing this jacket that she lent me because she was like, oh, it's awesome. It scrunches right down. It's waterproof. It takes up no room in your bag. And she just inboxed me and said, hey, Cordy, just wondering where you left that jacket that I lent you. I don't know.
You've lost the jacket.
It's gone. It's
yeah.
gone. I don't know where it is. I know I didn't bring it back to Australia and I didn't leave it in London, so... It's somewhere out there in that world.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, we did a little bit of a game. We played a challenge. If I won the challenge, I got to call your friend Katie and tell her why you lost it, maybe make it up.
Right, but you didn't win.
I lost the challenge.
You lost, so I get to call her.
But I did it anyway.
John, did you really?
Yeah. I called your friend Katie in England.
How?
I've added her on Facebook because she's commented on your Facebook walls.
I know.
So I just added her and I called her, got a number from that, said I had to call on your behalf for something. So here's a conversation I had with your friend Katie yesterday afternoon about why you lost her jacket in England.
Hi, are you all right?
Yeah, I added you on Facebook just the other day. I'm a friend of Courtney's. The reason that I'm actually giving you a call, and thanks for adding me, by the way, on Facebook, is because you lent something to Courtney. While she was overseas, didn't you? You lent her a jacket.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, my jacket, yeah.
Yeah, well, the reason I'm calling you, and she would have loved to have let you know herself as to why she can't find the jacket, but she asked me to do it for her, just because she's a bit embarrassed about the whole situation. The truth is she's lost the jacket.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I'm sure the musician that she gave it to was a really nice guy, so you can rest assured that it's, you know, he was a good bloke, and at least it's gone to a good guy is all I'm saying. I mean, I'm sure he was a...
Why would she give it to a musician?
Well, apparently he was just a really good busker, and she was just dancing up a storm in front of this guy. She was out of change, and she felt the need to give him something, so she gave him the jacket. I mean, that's just the kind of lovely person that Courtney is. I know it was your jacket, and that's why she's a little embarrassed about it, but she had a few drinks at the time, so she was, you know, she got a little bit carried away. But she did also want me to mention that not to worry, because while she did give the jacket to the busker, it was already kind of damaged from when she used it to disguise a weapon when she was holding up a corner store. So, yeah...
Right, okay, it sounds like Courtney.
Classic Courtney, right? Again, like, she's actually...
Why doesn't she have to use my jacket for these things?
Well, it was either going to be yours or hers, and she really didn't want to damage hers, so, yeah.
Okay, we might be having words.
Yeah, well, she's actually... She's in the shower right now, but, I think...
Yeah.
But, but she did say... She said that you'd be fine with it, and, yeah, she just wanted to basically, bottom line is, you're not going to get your jacket back, but if you want it, the busker in England's got it. That was her line.
Right, okay. Tell her she owes me a jacket.
Yeah. But she also did add that she's not going to pay you back for it because she actually doesn't consider you a true friend. More of an acquaintance.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's not very nice.
Oh, I know. But she's sorry at the same time. But she's just that's Courtney saying, I'm just talking real right now, was her quote anyway. So, sorry to break that to you, but I hope that's all right, and I hope that's all settled now.
Yeah, she could have told me herself.
Yeah, it would have been the better way. It probably would have been the better thing to do, but, yeah, she said she couldn't be bothered, so anyway. All right, well...
I'll track her down next time in the
lodge. Yeah, it's a shame she was so cold, because, you know, you seem like a nice person, but that's... Courtney can be like that sometimes. If you didn't know that, surprise, that's part of her personality. Anyway, Katie, I'll leave you to it, and, well, good luck getting another jacket.
All right. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Jono, what was that? She sounds so disappointed.
Wouldn't you be, though? If your friend had used your jacket to hold up a corner store and then give it away to a busker just because you were out of change, I'd be disappointed too.
I can't believe you've done that. Is she mad? Am I off the Christmas card list?
Probably.
And yes, I admit losing a girlfriend's jacket while I was overseas is a bad thing to do. And she wants it back, and I had full intentions of telling her that I had lost it, but instead, Jono, you did that for me and made the call.
Yes.
And told her a few lies.
Because you hadn't apologised yet for losing it.
Well, I was going to.
So I was forced, basically forced, to call your friend to apologise for you. I may have made some things up.
Like I...
Just so you had a story, because right now you don't know what happened, so I created one for you.
You told her that I don't consider her a good friend.
Did I? That might have come out. We've got Ryan on the line on 13 12 16. Hi, Ryan.
Jono, you are a disgrace.
Yes, you are.
You are one evil person. Honestly, I don't think that Cordo would have lost it like that, and for you to do that is very, very mean.
Is it?
You are a disgrace, and you are very evil.
Evil?
I think you owe Cordo an apology, because I'm pretty sure that lying like that to her friend is only going to make her friend hate her, when really we do misplace things.
Yep.
We do lose things.
We do.
And for you to do that is super mean and super evil, and I think you owe her an apology.
Yeah. I could have lost a friend for life, Jono.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you lost something and she did that to one of your friends to hate you, I'm pretty sure you would cry.
Yep.
Because honestly, that is not very respectful, and that is very, very low of you to do that.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean,
I hope you feel guilty, because, you know, for Cordo to lose a friend because you decided to ring her and make up a massive lie story.
Is it a real friend, though, if she's so easily going to take that story on board?
Well, I don't think you had the right to make up such a story.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's very deceiving.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if she took it all seriously.
Even if she didn't, just the idea of you doing that, you know.
You don't think it was a bit...
As a man, I don't think that is very respectful of
Cordo. You don't think it was a bit too ridiculous to be real, my story?
I think it was a little bit ridiculous.
It was a lot ridiculous. The intention behind it was to have a laugh. Just to have a laugh, Ryan. Mate, I don't think she'll be taking it all too seriously.
Okay, it just sounded on this end, like listening to it, it sounded like you were trying to be mean to Cordo, and you were trying to make Cordo lose a friend because she happened to accidentally misplace
a jacket. She's already got a lot of friends. Like,
I can't take this anymore.
Oh, well, you know, yeah. I guess the only reason you would have done it is because she's got more friends than you, but...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's
Ryan,
still
we know
not
that.
Nice.
We both know that's not true.
It is.
I'm basically the Fonz.
Thank
okay.
you, Ryan.
I guess,
for
you know, something
back.
Like that you did might have been a slight reason behind why you have less friends than Cordo.
Yeah, that's exactly
I'm starting
right.
to get offended.
Thanks.
All right, hope you have a good day, Cordo.
You too, Ryan.
Yeah, hope you have a great day.
Or not.
Just to recap what was said in that call when I called your friend,
I
said that you gave your jacket to a busker and you previously used it in a knife fight.
Yeah.
As it just disguise it or something.
And then you went on to say she was going to tell you herself, but she's a bad friend, so she doesn't want to.
No, I don't think that's what the words. I think it was like she doesn't value you as a true friend.
Oh, that's even worse. Hot FM's Courtney and Jono. The phones have been ringing on 13, 12, 16. John from North Mackay, good to hear from you.
Ryan called us earlier, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I know. It's good to have you back in Australia.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Minus one jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
About that.
Just what a terrible person Courtney is, losing a friend's
jacket. I know, mate. And, mate, jump on the bandwagon. If you did that, Courtney would have done the same thing to
you.
Oh,
my God. How much stuff has Courtney done to me?
That's right.
And just not even...
That last caller was a bit nasty to you, mate.
I thought so, too.
Yeah,
I thought so too. I think he means
Sorry,
well.
Courtney.
He means well, though, Ryan. I know that. I know he really loves me more than Courtney.
Yeah.
More than me.
Yeah.
And I don't think your Courtney friend took it seriously. She was laughing. part of it, the conversation.
Yeah. Do you think she still wants a jacket back, though? Like, she's like, oh, it's a big joke.
And she's like, oh, yeah, all jokes aside,
give
me my jacket.
I think she probably would like it back.
Give me my jacket.
The jacket saga continues.
She's probably still really got the jacket. She just told us she lost it because it's so good a jacket.
Oh, that'd be a big plot twist, wouldn't it?
I don't think I took it back to London. Like, I don't remember seeing it.
No.
It's gone.
You'll have to send her some flowers or something.
Oh, that's expensive. To send them
again, what did I say? She's not a true friend. Certainly won't. I feel less and less guilty about that prank call more and more all the time.
Hot FM's Courtney and Jono. Yep.
Courtney is engaged and having a bit of drama, though, Courtney. Are you being forced to invite someone to your wedding?
It's already started. Now, let's just say I haven't booked a date or a venue. I'm just putting that out there. But my mum rang and, you know, I'm starting to think about what to do. And she was just talking about how many people I want. I've done up a quick list. And I was like, oh, there's about 70-odd people. And then she went on to say, oh, you're inviting your auntie and uncle, which is her sister and her husband, and the cousins, aren't you? And I was like, no. This is why. I haven't spoken to them or seen them in, let's say, I don't know, 10 years.
Uh-huh,
yes. Yeah. And mummy's like, you have to invite them, Courtney. That's your auntie and uncle and your cousins. You grew up with them. Great. Haven't spoken to them in 10 years. And then she went on to say this. Now, I don't know if this is what you even call them, Mother-zilla. I don't know. But she then went on to say, and I was like, we're not going to be going out and spending 50 grand on a wedding. Not a chance. So she went and said, I will pay for their extra cost to come. So if it costs $100 per person, I will give you $100 per person extra to come to your wedding. Yeah.
You know what? This is what scares me about weddings in some ways, is so many people want to get involved. There's so many things you've got to arrange for, and different family members want to get involved. They want people to come there so that, you know, other, some people don't get offended, but it's not even their thing. You know what I did also read? Watched the other day, I think it was on The Project, that people who have cheaper weddings have longer-lasting marriages.
I watched that.
So that's a good reason to make a big cull.
Cut them all out.
Sorry, I'm trying to have a long-lasting marriage here. Can't spend much.
But I said, what if I only have 20 people, Mum? Then she's like, that's okay. You can have 25 and I'll pay for the extra. Yes. Does it like... Because I'm such a mum pleaser, so I'm not one that's able just to go, Mum, back off, and then hang up. I'm not that person. I'm like, all right, I'll think about it. I haven't spoken to them for 10 years.
I can imagine it would be the same thing if I was to get married, my parents, and I didn't invite my cousins, even though we're kind of close-ish, it would be probably a bit different to your situation. Yeah. But I'm sure that parents would intervene. Like, they're trying to make it about them in a way, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm sure this does happen a lot. I mean, I've never, obviously, arranged a wedding. I've never gone through all this. This is all quite new to me, but it doesn't surprise me, really.
Yeah.
It's like throwing a party. You're the biggest party of your life, and you're not inviting someone who's a blood relative. Someone's going to get offended.
Exactly. So I would like to know on 13, 12, 16, your story, who were you pressured into inviting to your wedding? And then what did you do? I will end up just bailing, and I will be... and then my mum won't pay, so I will be paying.
I'm sure that some people have had... basically their enemy at their wedding just to keep the peace.
Just to keep the peace,
comes to it, you're just like, you know what, forget it. I don't care. I don't like that brother-in-law or whoever it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it keeps the peace, we'll just have him here and we'll just get it over with. I'm going to hate my wedding. I'm going to want it to be over. But at least someone will be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So give me a call. What should I do? 13, 12, 16.
Who have you been forced to invite to your wedding? Hot FM. Cordo, you've been forced to invite some people to your wedding, or your mum's pressuring you to?
Yeah, Mum said that I have to invite the auntie, uncle and cousins. I grew up with them very close up until I got to the age of maybe 15. I'm now 30. Haven't spoken to them in 10 years.
Yeah.
And she said, I have to invite them. It'd be rude not to, and she'll pay for them otherwise.
Would you be invited to theirs?
Oh, I don't know.
They're all single. They're all single players.
They haven't even rang and said, congratulations, you're engaged. Like, and Mum is like, you can't not invite them, Courtney. I will pay for them to be at your wedding.
I'm sure that this is a problem that a lot of people experience. That's one of the stresses of having a wedding. Unfortunately, other people trying to stick their nose in and tell you who you should be inviting just so someone doesn't get offended somewhere. On 13, 12, 16, Christy, who have you been forced to invite to your wedding?
Well, I didn't tell my dad I was getting married.
Right.
So I didn't have any drama.
Oh, was your dad the
drama
one? Yes.
So did he end up coming to your wedding?
Yes. But he didn't know it was my wedding because I got married at my 21st birthday party. And he organised everything. And then when he got there, we said, oh, by the way, Dad, there's a celebrant coming today to marry you.
And what did he do?
He just, he's like, oh. I'm like, no, no, seriously.
Wow.
And he goes, if I knew, I would have bought a tie. And I said, no, I got a tie for you. It's in the car.
That is such a good idea.
So that way you had exactly who you wanted there and no interfering.
That's right.
And he paid for it.
Yep.
That's
all
so
paid
good.
For was the celebrant.
That's a masterstroke,
that so
Christy.
Good. I could do that with my mum. My mum's her dad.
Yes.
You so could.
Thank you so much for the call.
Good on ya.
No worries. See you later.
Katie on 13, 12, 16. Who have you been forced to invite to your wedding?
Oh, it wasn't me. It was my sister for her wedding. Mum just kept inviting her friends.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just random friends. My sister would come home and my mum would say, oh, I've invited this friend, and she just had to fork out more money for my mum's friends to come.
So your sister paid for them?
She did. She paid for them.
Yeah, it happens.
Was it a good wedding?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was all right, but my sister did say that she would do it a lot differently now.
Like not listen to mum and her
friends.
Tea party
yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
The whole book club were there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie.
That's all right.
Melinda on 13, 12, 16, who have you been forced to invite to your wedding?
Family members that I don't really know or friends of my mother's.
Friends
of the mothers. Sounds like the mums are getting really involved in the weddings here.
Oh, well, we first started off with 250 guests. Then I just said, no, it's my husband and I's wedding. Mm-hmm. So we went down to 66 people.
Yeah,
wow.
I can imagine this happening, doing a complete flip, you know, going from, okay... Because you've got your circle of friends, and then you've got the extra circle can add an extra 100, can't it? So you've got to just you go from being really big to really cutting it right down. Is that what happened?
That's what happened, because it came to the point where my mother was telling me what kind of wedding dress I should wear, what colour.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, it's your wedding.
So,
do it your way.
Yeah, that's it. It is. It's your wedding. You should do what you want, and that's about it. So I had a pink wedding dress.
Did you? That's gold.
So you really rubbed it in their faces. I'm going to do this rock and roll.
Yeah, it's really nice pink, though. My mother-in-law loved it, and I love her to death, so...
Fantastic. That's, it's all about you that day, so as long as you enjoyed it.
It's about me and my future husband, and that was it.
Fantastic. Good on you, Melinda. Thanks
for
your call.
Bye, hon.
Bye. And also Cheryl says that, yeah, she had a bit of a surprise wedding as well. She had a naming ceremony and just decided to roll out in the white dress and go, by the way, another celebration's happening.
Sorry your friends aren't here.
Yeah, anyone. Oh, didn't they make it? Couldn't they make it? Oh, they didn't know about it. Oh, well.